It's Tuesday, October 1st, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Fox News reports that the fastest growing church in the world is to be found in Iran. According to the report, the growth is mostly with women. One believer said, quote, "We know that if they get us, they will beat us, and ultimately, they will kill us. This is the decision we have made that we want to offer our bodies as sacrifices," end quote. BossNewsLife.com reports that a young Iranian who was saved from a serious addiction by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ now faces a prison term, along with the two men who discipled him. Esgar Salahi and his two friends were sentenced to 6 months in prison in the Fars district of Iran for their Christian faith. Hebrews 13, verse 3 says, "Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body." Lifeway Research reports that evangelicals are more concerned about the economy, health care, and immigration than they are about religious liberty and abortion. And more evangelicals are committed to, quote, "racial justice," end quote, than they are to protecting children who are killed in the womb. Far more evangelicals support socialist candidates over pro-life candidates by a ratio of 69% to 48%. Yet, according to the survey, 75% of evangelicals said the, quote, "Bible informs their political views," end quote. Proverbs 29, verse 18 is a reminder to the evangelical world, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keeps the law, happy is he." Reuters reports that the Chinese communists have more than doubled their armed forces presence in Hong Kong over the last few weeks, now at an estimated 12,000. This follows the collection of all military and paramilitary control directly under the communist dictator Xi Jinping. Unlike the United States, China has a paramilitary called the PAP, in which about 1 million soldiers have been tasked to, quote, "defend the nation from enemies within," end quote. Hong Kong protests continued over the weekend, resulting in 100 arrests. The South China Morning Post reports that more marches against totalitarianism occurred in 72 cities in over 20 countries over the weekend in support of Hong Kong. Wisdom calls out in Proverbs 8, "All those who hate me love death." The world seems to be moving to more of a pro-death position, with the Mexican Oaxaca state voting to legalize abortion late last week. New Zealand's parliament voted to legalize abortion last month. However, they must follow up with two more legislative votes before the death bill becomes law. The UK Parliament is also pushing for the legalization of baby murder in Northern Ireland, and this will most likely become law by the end of October, unless God intervenes. And the Australian state New South Wales moved to legitimize abortion last week. However, support for life still ebbs a little around the world. 50,000 people showed up for a March for Life at the capital of Slovakia last week. Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat candidate for president, got a little more than she bargained for when she stopped by a lemonade stand staffed by two 11-year-old girls in Iowa in August. Warren bought 7 glasses of lemonade and donated a little to the cause. Now the Washington Free Beacon reports that the children are planning to donate the money to the March for Life Education and Defense Fund, a nonprofit that supports pro-life legislation. Dan Michaels, the father of one of the girls, said that Warren, quote, "came by and told us we should vote for her. And our daughters told us she was a nice person, but we do not align with her politically. And because she's pro-choice, we said we should donate her money to a pro-life cause," end quote. The billionaire capitalist Elon Musk announced Saturday that his SpaceX organization is planning an orbital flight within the next 6 months and space travel for humans within the next year, reports thenewscientist.com. Both NASA and the SpaceX organization are planning flights to the moon by 2024. The Family Relationships Summit will urge and equip you to find God's wisdom for your closest relationships so you can communicate with truth and grace, strengthen your family's unity even through conflict, and lead your family to become a world-changing force for the kingdom of God. you can listen to 25 speakers, including Vody Bachum, Ken Ham, Stephen Kendrick, Eric and Leslie Ludi, Lou Priolo, and our own Kevin Swanson. This is a live online event. It's free to sign up for a limited time. The link is generations.org/relationships. And finally, England's favorite hymn in 2013 was How Great Thou Art, according to a survey conducted by the BBC. Now, 6 years later, the UK's favorite hymn is the anthem Jerusalem. Coming in second is How Great Thou Art. And third is the Keith and Kristen Getty hymn, In Christ Alone. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 1st in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.